reports power outages and derailments. Julie Walker, New York.
Some East Coast states also want to charge a mileage tax on residents' cars. The I-95 Corridor Coalition applied for a federal grant to test the idea. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Your future career awaits at Shasta College, and now it's all about more. More classes so you can graduate faster, more flexibility to work around your busy life schedule, and more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. You told us what you needed, and we listened, giving you new self-paced math classes, transfer classes for the university-bound student, and more online offerings to help you achieve your academic goals. Fall enrollment is going on right now for both new and returning students, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Simply call 242-7650, and one of our skilled admissions officers will help register you and direct you to the next step to achieving your goal. And that's it. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. Call 242-7650 to register for fall classes. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help bring it all together. Find your more at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, with my sidekick, Sean.
Hello.
How are you doing, dude? Sean?
Pretty good. I'm excited for the show tonight.
Are you?
Covering a topic that's a little more out there, I think, than... What am I saying? It's not a little more out there, but it is... We haven't done anything like it yet.
Yeah, that's true. We haven't done anything like it. Yeah, it's interesting how it is kind of like more out there while also being more mainstream.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's in the newspapers.
Right,
so.
Right. By the way, our topic this evening, our guest will be talking to us about astrology. Our guest is JC Nova.
Yeah, so myself personally, when it comes to like UFOs and ghosts and all that kind of thing, I'm like, maybe. When it comes to astrology, I'm a pretty firm skeptic. Like, I can say with some degree of certainty, nah, I don't think there's anything to that.
Yeah, but you read this stuff, and doesn't it
but
match?
But I do, and it's interesting. Well, about half the time it matches. So, about as good as a coin flip.
Well, I... Ruthless. I think that...
I have to get all my skepticism out now before the guest comes on.
Right, right.
Inadvertently offend them.
I've never read the astrology on the daily.
Right.
Really. I mean, I've read it every once in a while, but I really don't have a good enough memory to track back and remember that on the 16th was supposed to be a good day, and then I'm, you know... So I'm not really following that stuff, but... But when you read the descriptions, mm-hmm. like, of what the different signs are...
Right.
I do find them, you know, eerily accurate.
Well, so do I, but that's usually because there's, like, three or four statements in there that capture me perfectly, and then the rest of it, I just ignore.
The rest, you...
And, you know, someone else would look at a different three or four statements in the description, and they would be like, oh, that's totally me. You know, I would say... Pretty much any sign could describe any person.
See, I thought that too, but then I tried to go through other signs and read about them and apply them to myself, but I didn't feel that they were good fits.
Hmm. Maybe. Maybe so. I don't know that my sign in particular, Sagittarius, is really a great fit. I feel like every time I've looked at it, I've been like, okay, about half of this is right.
Right, right. Well, I'm an Aquarius.
Okay.
And apparently, I
well,
fit
it's
the
possible that
well.
You're just a natural born Aquarius, so
maybe.
That the I'm, sign is just right. gonna resonate with you.
My house is right in the middle of the McJigger.
Yeah, I do have a funny story about star signs, though.
All right.
So I'm born on December 21st, mm-hmm. which is the, cusp right between Sagittarius and Capricorn.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about how you're a weird goat centaur.
Well, exactly, but so I was trying to figure out what sign I was, because it wasn't clear. You know, it usually says, you know, that Sagittarius ends on the 21st and Capricorn begins on the 22nd, but in actuality, it's, you know, Sagittarius ends at the solstice, Capricorn begins at the solstice. So I knew that the solstice in the year that I was born was about 7:40 in the morning. And so I was like, okay, I can figure this out. Hey, Mom, when was I born? And she's like, in the morning. Okay. Can I get more specific? And she's like, about 7. Like, okay. Do you have a minute count here? And she's like, no, I don't know what minute you were born.
I was a little busy, Sean.
So, yeah, we ended up, like, actually getting the birth certificate out of the safe.
And so you're right
and
there.
And so I am a Sagittarius by about 40 minutes.
Yeah, I and my eldest daughter are very much Aquarians, mm-hmm. and we very much fit the T of being the Aquarius.
Okay.
You know, one thing, this is going to be a little bit weird, but one thing that I like about, you know, the Zodiac and everything like that is... I'm a huge H.P. Lovecraft fan.
Okay. Yeah.
And there's something about the stars aligning and, you know, activities happening and us being pulled, you know.
You know, that, we are definitely playthings of the stars.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I like that too. And there's something interesting about just having 12 categories and just being able to, like, pick your team.
Totally.
You know, And they're all interesting, and they're all diverse, and they all, you know, could theoretically describe different types of people. So it's like, I like the signs, and I like the houses. I just don't
put much
stock in it.
It's kind of like an intergalactic Quidditch match.
Well, I don't see how it's anything like that, but it is kind of like
the Hogwarts
houses.
I don't know, you got your sorting hat.
Right, okay.
You got your sorting hat.
It's a lot like that, but you got 12 instead of 4.
Right, right. But a lot of the time, you know, people of the same sign don't seem to get along so well.
It's interesting. I guess I haven't noticed, but I don't normally go around and ask people what signs they are. I guess I know a few Sagittariuses. I don't know. And we seem to get along okay.
Right. Yeah. Well,
do you find that you are getting into fisticuffs with other Aquarians?
Well, I, too, don't ask the question very often. You know, I asked... Joe, our producer, earlier today what sign he was, and he asked me if I was coming on to him.
Right, yeah, that's kind of...
a typical Joe response.
Right, well, that's the implication. I believe he was born the same day as Donald Trump, so...
Yeah, he ought to like that.
Yeah, sometime in the summer, I think.
Sometime in the summer.
I don't know.
It's really kind of a romantic story, the way Donald Trump came into this world. It was sometime in the summer.
Okay, wow.
It was a beautiful day. All
I
right.
I don't know. It was May or something.
You're listening to Radio Wasteland, and when we return, we have our guest, J.C. Nova, an intuitive astrologer.
All right.
Come on back.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for this month's Second Tuesday Dining Restaurant.
Wow, so I can get my Chinese food fix and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, August 8th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously donated a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Is the Reading Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Reading Kia?
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Reading Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer end September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Reading Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, readingkia.com.
All right, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, JC Nova. Hi, JC, we got you there with us.
Hi, how is everybody this evening?
Not bad. Yeah. I'm here with my sidekick, Sean.
Yes, that's right, you are.
Hi, Sean, nice to meet you.
Hello.
And, well, we got a lot of questions for you on this one. You know, we haven't had astrology as a topic on here.
No, we haven't.
And it's we were talking before you came on about how it's so kind of considered out there by people, yet so much more mainstream. I mean, we have other topics on here like, you know, UFOs and ghosts. And but yet this is such a mainstream.
Yeah.
In finding out that information, you know, websites, you used to be able to always find them in the back of magazines and so on and so forth. You know, how did you get started in astrology?
Well, I am what they call a third generation psychic. My mother was a psychic. My grandmother was a psychic. I started learning astrology and tarot when I was about 8 years old.
I love tarot.
And so it was part of my daily life growing up. I like to look at astrology as kind of like a weather report. You look at your astrological chart to see what's happening with the planets and how that's going to affect you on a daily basis and how you can use it in a positive way, towards, you know, bringing more love and happiness and prosperity into your life. And astrology can be a lot of fun. There's about 70 million people read their daily horoscopes and newspapers in the U.S. alone. So I definitely think, people find it fun and entertaining, and some people also believe very strongly in it and follow it religiously and like to learn about astrological aspects. In fact, today, this morning, there was a lunar eclipse in Aquarius. And when there's a lunar eclipse, the full moon was in Aquarius. And so this month is a great time for people to really sit back and focus on their life and what they want to do when it comes to relationships, their career, and kind of get their financial house in order and create more balance and harmony in their life. And so if emotionally people are feeling a little uncertain, it was because of the full moon last night.
So I personally am an Aquarius. Does this hold any special inkling for me? Does it affect me in a different way?
Well, I actually think because you're an Aquarius, or if you're also another air sign, say Libra or Gemini, it's a very powerful time for you emotionally. And usually I see individuals that have Sun in Aquarius. They're very unique, very smart, deep thinkers, kind of like to try to see everything from a 360-degree view. So emotionally, I would say over the next 2 weeks is a very powerful time for you. So if there's some things that you've been thinking about, changes that you want to make in your personal life, now is the perfect time to really kind of get it straight in your mind what you'd like to do. Because on August 21st, we have a solar eclipse in Leo, and that's the opposite of your sun sign, and that represents the end of an astrological cycle and the beginning of a new one. And it's actually one of the most powerful aspects that happens on a yearly basis. So I would think that on a personal level, there's some really positive and exciting changes coming into your life. On more of a global scale, I think you can probably expect some more political activity going on, a lot more fireworks around what's happening in the White House and around the world. So August 21st is going to be really, really dramatic, exciting, but some powerful changes are coming up this month.
I'm not sure I can take any more political activity right now.
So I'm going to make a note. I'm going to make a note on my calendar to watch for Twitter to blow up on August 21st.
Yeah,
expect a big major tweet storm coming up on August 21st. Yes,
you know,
you heard it here first,
right? But what you were saying is kind of a prime example for me of, you know, I'm very skeptical of astrology. My wife, she knows, you know, a lot about it, but I'm very skeptical of it. But when I read about my sign, or when you tell me these things, you know, you're actually nailing some stuff that right now my wife and I, we are trying to sort of reposition our lives and sort of put our ducks in a row and get things in order. It's really kind of interesting how often during these topics that I am shown that maybe there's something to this. You know, do you find that that's common with people that you talk to who are somewhat skeptical?
Yeah, I do, and I try to have more of a practical approach to it and having conversations, because it's interesting when you look at a person's chart. Your sun sign is based on your birthday, and that represents who you're trying to be in this lifetime, what you're trying to learn. But there's also multiple other planets in your chart that affect your emotions and how you are in relationships and how you think. But Aquarius is really a truth seeker, a spiritual seeker. They're the thinkers of the zodiac. Like, hey, just give me a moment. Let me sit back and really think about this, which is good. I mean, it's, you know, Leos are more dramatic and, oh, they go, you know, race ahead and they don't really think about things. They're more passionate about it. And Aquarius is sit back and they want to think about things before they make changes. But I would say as you're moving up towards August 21st and there's a solar eclipse in Leo, you're going to feel confident to be more bold in your decisions. You're going to feel good about it and kind of feel like it's now or never. So
good. I like
let's,
that.
You know, let's take the plunge. Let's go for it.
And Sean here is actually a
Sagittarius.
You're a Sagittarius.
But
Sean,
I had a question about birthdays, actually, because as I was saying in the first segment, I had some trouble figuring out what star sign I was, because I was born about 40 minutes before the solstice. So, and I've read varying things on that. I've read, you know, either you just go with the sign that, yeah, you are technically, or I don't know whether that has some special significance. or what?
So yes, are you born on like November 21st?
So I'm born
on
December 21st, and
oh, okay.
So the solstice that year was like 7:40, and I was born at 7-ish. So,
well, I think what's unique about Sagittarius is it's the sign of the adventurer. It's, I don't know if you've ever had tarot cards, but it's a person that's kind of stepping out into the unknown, and you're the first person to try something. Great sense of humor. Very, very honest. Like, I would say people shouldn't ask you a question unless they want to hear the truth. But you're fair and balanced in your approach. And because you're on the cusp of Sag and Capricorn, you may have a little bit of Capricorn tendencies, which could be positive. Capricorns can be really hardworking and down to earth and just really, really practical. Right now, Saturn is in Sagittarius, and because you're right on that cusp, Saturn over the last 2 years has been in Sagittarius. So it's been a lot about responsibility and trying to work through things and figuring out maybe you might have felt a little bit restricted, maybe not feeling like you have as much freedom as you would have liked to have had. But that's freeing up for you. That's going to be passing over the next 3 to 6 months, and Saturn's going to move into Capricorn. So you're going to feel the energy releasing, and you're going to feel like, okay, I feel like I can move forward now. I have more freedom in my life.
Huh.
Sean is a skeptic.
Well, that's surprisingly accurate.
See? That's what I'm talking about.
I see what you were saying now.
Yeah, and this happens to me on a regular basis. You know, I will find out about it. And, you know, my only problem with trying to find out about these things is they'll tell me, you know, this is going to happen for you on the 30th, and I just forget. I don't track it, so I don't know about the specifics, you know. But really, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, well, how I found astrology to work for me is it's if you take it as kind of like, oh, okay, I'm going to be driving to Portland, and oh, there's going to be a rainstorm somewhere along Ashland, Oregon, or there's going to be a snowstorm and I need to put snow tires on. If you view astrology kind of like a weather report and it tells you these things are going to happen, or this is a positive time for you from a career perspective, so if you want to get a new job or ask for a raise or start a new business, now is the time to do it. You can use these positive astrological aspects to your advantage, or if perhaps something challenging is coming up, just being aware that it could possibly be challenging generally will help people make better decisions.
Yeah, that's one part that's always kind of, you know, been a little unnerving for me, is I don't want to hear about the horrible stuff that's going to happen, because I already have a fairly fragile attitude. I don't really want it to ruin my view of the day, you know? But
what,
you're saying
what
that
what sign
it's
your wife?
Oh, God, she's going to kill me. Aries?
Aries?
420.
Okay.
420, yeah, she's an Aries. I love Aries women. All right. Aries women are very passionate and leaders and fun and love, you know, exciting and very social. And so you guys probably make a really fun couple. Communication's really important. She's probably going to be a lot more, obviously a lot more impulsive than you, and be like, come on,
more.
Let's just go do it. Let's stop talking about it and let's just make it happen.
Socially, absolutely more impulsive than I am, you know, when it comes to, you know, maybe business and stuff like that. I'm definitely more impulsive.
Well, that's a nice astrological, you make a nice astrological couple, Aquarius and men and Aries women. That's very complimentary.
Well, that's good, because I've always been scared to look that up, because I didn't want to find out that we weren't, you know. I've always told her that we need to break up and then just join dating sites, and if we don't find each other, then it just wasn't meant to be. All right. Well, we're coming up on break here. You're listening to JC Nova, Intuitive Astrologer, on Radio Wasteland, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
It's the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Redding Kia.
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer end September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, RedingKia.com.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Never meant that much to me.
All right. Welcome back to Radio Wasteland with our guest, JC Nova. And we are talking about astrology. All right, JC, I got a question for you. Do you consider, you know, I've always been a little bit confused on astrology. Do you consider it to be more of a science or like a mysticism?
For me personally, I consider it more of a science. I know that some people believe it is more of a mysticism. I think what's interesting, and a lot of people may not be aware, there's two types of astrology. There's Western astrology, and that's generally people that are born in the U.S., Canada, Europe follow Western astrology. But if you are born in, say, Asia, like India, they follow what they call Vedic astrology. And it's very interesting in India when people, a lot of the marriages are still prearranged, and when people get married, they look at their astrological charts to make sure that they are compatible before they're even allowed to get married. And if they believe that their charts do not match or show that the relationship won't work out, then the parents won't have the two kids get married. And so that's been going on for thousands of years. So I personally think it's a science. I believe it was President Reagan, his wife was really into astrology. And it definitely can benefit you. It certainly can't hurt, and it's fun and entertaining on if you look at it from an entertainment perspective. And if you like to follow it or learn more about it, you will find that some of what you read about yourself is actually quite accurate.
So what would be a big difference between the astrology that we know and the Vedic, is that what you said, astrology?
Yeah, Vedic astrology, it's really interesting because if you're basically, say, you're an Aquarius in Western astrology, in Vedic astrology, you'd actually be a Capricorn. So it's like one sign behind. For Sean, who's a Sagittarius, Vedically, he'd be a Scorpio. I'm a Virgo, but Vedic astrology, I'm actually a Leo. Huh. So it's quite interesting. It's probably, I would say, Vedic astrology is much more in-depth and a little bit more technical than Western astrology. I find both of them fascinating. Both of them can be accurate in different ways. But astrology has been used for thousands of years. Nostradamus made a lot of his predictions based on astrology.
So seeing how you do tarot and astrology as well, during the break here, Sean and I were talking about the placemats at the Chinese restaurant. And and so you know, we know our signs from the Chinese zodiac as well because of this. You know, is it sort of like a collection of these things? Like, do you do numerology as well? And is there any, I don't know, credibility that you put into the Chinese zodiac? I know it's belittling for us to bring up the placemats, but I mean, I know it's a real thing as well, you know. Do you follow any of these things as well?
Yeah, I like numerology and I like numbers. I do think numbers are very powerful. The number of your house, each number of your house has an energy vibration. So example, say you lived at 1401 Highland Street, you would add the house number together, 1 plus 4 plus 1 equals 6. And so each house has a vibration number. And Chinese are really big into certain house numbers and following Chinese zodiac. So for me personally, I do numerology, astrology, tarot, and I'm also consider myself intuitive. I can kind of sense when things are going to happen. I can tell if somebody's usually being honest or not honest. So if I'm doing a reading for someone, I kind of put everything together to actually do a reading for them, and I feel like it can be more accurate. I can connect with them when I'm giving them a reading in person. But I think for anyone that's listening, it's whatever you feel a connection with. If you love astrology, maybe that's kind of something that you're interested in and you should learn more about. Some people are really into numbers. So you can definitely look up numerology. Your name has a number vibration. Your birth date has a number vibration. Your house does. So it just depends on what you feel like you resonate with the most.
Right. Well, I've always kind of, you know, my view of it, the reason why I asked about the science and the mysticism, although I'm sure there's a semantic argument there, is I always felt like you kind of had to be intuitive, like, you know, tarot reading. If it's not you moving the cards, what is it? Is it another being? But you're saying that it's kind of the vibrations of the universe or whatever that is causing these cards to come out in a way. So it's not actually necessarily a being. It's more just like the way things are.
For me, when I read tarot, I obviously each card has a specific meaning if you're going by traditional methods. But I use tarot cards as to use for impressions. So I'll look at a card and it will give me an impression and allow me to tell a story. I was a couple of years ago, I was, the Golden Globes, they have what they call, the celebrities can come to get these swag bags. So before they're going to the event, they come by and they collect their little presents and things. And they always have readers there. And so I had the opportunity to read for one of the director's wives. And it was interesting because I didn't know who she was. I did know who her husband was, but I didn't really know anything about them. And so I was reading the cards for her, and I had a card had come up showing a child. And I said, "Do you have a son?" And she said, "Yes, I do." And I said, "Was he recently in a car accident?" And she said, "Yes, he was." And so as I was doing the reading for her, I said, "You know, it looks like there's a lawsuit, and I really think you need to settle. Otherwise, it's going to be much worse than you expected." And I only had about 10 minutes to read her. And she was just like, "Oh, my God, you're so spot on. How could you see that in the cards?" And I said, "Well, I use the cards as an impression, and then I'm reading for you." So sometimes I can have really great connections with people and give them, you know, spot on readings. But just as any reader, not every connection is going to be as strong as maybe another one. So in some readings, I might rely more heavily on astrology. In other readings, I might rely more heavily on my intuition.
I see. Well, a joke was passing through my head when you're talking about the car wreck and the son at the Golden Globes. You know, she must have gone home and thought, best Golden Globes ever. You know, it's like, that's really funny.
It was interesting. That was for sure. It was very interesting reading to do now, for her.
Okay, so I am not going to pronounce this correctly, but I want to ask you about, I always like things that go off the beaten path. The 13th zodiac sign, and I guess there's potentially
Ophiuchus. I think as we just looked it up.
Yeah, we had to have YouTube tell us how to pronounce it. So there's potentially a 13th and 14th zodiac sign. Do you put any credibility in these at all?
Not really, because I haven't really spent any time studying it. But I do know that the 13th sign is from sidereal astrology, which is the same as Vedic astrology. And it really depends on what type of astrology you are. So if you're a Vedic astrologer, then they would probably say, yes, we do, you know, place some emphasis on it. But I would say most Western astrologers, which I'm a Western astrologer, I would be like, no, I haven't really studied it, but I'm definitely open to learning more about it.
I see. Okay, so I got a fun one for us, for you. I don't know if any of the, I assume this is all fun for you because you like to talk about it. Our producer, Joe, he is a Gemini.
Oh, gosh.
Can you tell us a little bit about Joe? I mean
Gemini.
about Geminis, not about Joe.
Okay.
No, you know.
Geminis are very smart, very funny, but they have two personalities, and there's probably two Joes, and maybe sometimes you don't know which Joe.
And I
got to
throw in, actually, I just learned that our engineer here is also a Gemini, so that's Jared. So this is hitting on 2 points for us.
Geminis are very curious. They get bored really easy. They sometimes like to play devil's advocate, so sometimes they might say something outrageous just to see what someone's response might be, because they like to talk and communicate and, well, why do you think that? And, well, have you ever thought about that? And they just love to talk about things. They love to learn. They love to experience. They can change their minds. So they may be really strong believer of like, oh, no, this is what we're going to do. But someone may come along and have an argument of like, no, I don't think we should do that. I think we should do this. And they're like, oh, well, you have a point. Maybe we'll do that instead. I would say that Geminis, you know, the Geminis that I've known have never had really bad tempers, but they kind of say what they have to say when they're upset. And then it's just kind of like they move on from it. It's like, okay, we've talked about it. Now let's move on and let's get on to something else.
All right. Well, we're coming up on our next break here. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with our guest, intuitive astrologer JC Nova.
We It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Hey, Linda, where do you think the best place in town is to get a sandwich?
Well, my favorite is the Best Little Sandwich Shop. I like the one on Eureka.
Well, you know, they've got four locations. They have Anderson, another place on Churn Creek in Redding, and, of course, Palisadro.
Remember the party we went to the other day? The food was catered by the Best Little Sandwich Shop, and it was amazing.
It was some of the best food I've had at any one of those types of events.
Just mention Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460. Get 10% off at the Best Little Sandwich Shop at any of the four locations.
Check out the menu at tbls.com. The Best Little Sandwich Shop.
The MASH Bash is coming Saturday, August 12th. Hi, Rob Burrows inviting you to the VFW Hall in Anderson for MASH Bash 2017. Dress up as your favorite MASH character for a fun evening with barbecue dinner from the Shasta Association of Grillers and Smokers, live music from Wildcard and Chris McCandless, auction, drawings, costume contest, and a great night of fun supporting the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. For tickets, call 378-2280. And thanks for your support.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
All right, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. And you're here with our guest, JC Nova, an intuitive astrologer. JC, you know, I got interested in this stuff because I'm a horror movie fanatic. I love them.
Oh, great.
And so that's how I got interested in all my off the beaten path topics. So I got to tell you, I got to ask you, in doing readings about people, have you ever come up with something just straight up scary?
Yes, I have. I've had a couple of experiences. The first kind of psychic experience I ever had of having something dreadful that I anticipated. I believe I was like 4 or 5 years old, and my family was having a party at their house, my grandparents, and they were very, very social, and my grandfather was all about, you know, dressing really nice and being really polite. So I was at his house, and someone came to the door, and we opened the door, and my grandpa was like, well, say hello to this person. There was this man standing in the door, and he had like this black suit on, white shirt and a black tie, skinny tie, and he had dark hair and slender guy. And he said, say hello to him. And I looked at him and I was just like, no, 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 no. And I ran and I went into the dining area, and my grandfather was like, you know, JC, like, say hello to him. And I was like, no. And I started crying, and I got underneath the chair, and the guy was trying to reach his hand to shake my hand, and I just got in a corner, and I was like, no, 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 stay away from me. And my grandparents got upset, and they're like, oh, you know, she's being so rude. So they sent me to bed early. so, like, 3 weeks later, the man was arrested because he killed two women. And so my grandfather, after that, said, if she doesn't like somebody, like, you need to pay attention to how she feels and if she has, like, a bad feeling about someone. So as I grew up, I could tell things about people that sometimes I didn't want to see. And there have been times in my life, most people that are intuitives and they read other people, you have to be really careful to protect yourself, because at times I would go into the grocery store and standing in line and I'm picking up all these things about people in line and the grocery clerk, things you don't really want to know. Or you feel like maybe you're being intrusive because they haven't invited you in to actually read them. So yeah, I can sense things about people, or I do have a sense of dread. My husband, I think it was last Monday, I woke up and I just had this horrible feeling of dread. And it was like 2 days later, a close friend of ours passed away. And so it's anybody, in my opinion, can have psychic ability. I think we all can have it, but it's just a matter of being open and in tune to what's going on around you and being very mindful and present. And when I do give readings to people, I only tell them what I think they can handle hearing. So I'm not a doom and gloom type person, but I try to be helpful and productive in the things that I tell people. And if I were to see something where I think maybe somebody might be sick or a family member, I would just say, gosh, I really think it's important that you go to the doctor and get a checkup, or have your husband or your son or whoever it might be.
So this prompts my question. I am a doom and gloom and a cynic and generally negative individual. So I'm going to try to get some positivity out of you. As you pick up these thoughts and these feelings from people around you, are most people good?
Actually, yeah. I do feel like people have the potential to be good and they want to be good. I think people are very susceptible to the people that are in their environment. If you feel like in your life you're like, oh gosh, why is everything going wrong? Or why am I unhappy? Why am I miserable? You have to look at the people around you. The six people that are closest to you is a prime example of what direction your life is going in. And for new opportunities to come into your life, sometimes you have to make changes, and that can start as simple as the home that you live in. You have to, it's important not to have clutter in your house, that if you're, say, you're single and, gosh, you want to find a new person, well, is there room in your home for a new person to actually come into your life, or do you have all these old pictures of your ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend or ex-spouse? You have to really think about these things, but I think most people want to be good. The only concern I have on a personal level is social media allows people to be a lot more negative than maybe they would be face to face with a person.
No accountability.
And information gets out way too quickly. People don't really think about what they're saying or doing, and they just post it and off it goes into the sunset.
Right. So most of the people that you work with, do you call them clients?
Yes, I would say that. Yeah, okay. It depends. I mean, some clients end up being friends.
I'm sorry. Are your clients, is it normally a one-time thing, or are they repeat?
No, I have a lot of repeat clients that come to me. I try to be, I recommend to people not to get a reading more than once every 6 months, because it can be confusing. You have free will. You have a choice to make decisions in your life, positive or negative. And I think if a person gets a reading, they can use it as information to improve their lives and move forward. But you definitely don't want to use it as a crutch.
And I'm assuming that the information that you're giving them is not so finite that it pertains solely to this moment. It pertains to a longer period of time, and therefore you have to have time to act on it and utilize it.
Absolutely. Or if, say, someone was coming to me and saying, hey, when's the best time to get married? So I might look a year from now and say, well, you don't want to get married during Venus retrograde, but here's the best times, and I might give them like 3 or 4 different months to choose from, or, you know, maybe 10 different dates, or if someone's trying to have a baby or someone's thinking about moving. From an astrological perspective, I can give them a window of time saying, this is the most auspicious time for you. If you choose another time, you might have more challenges, but that doesn't mean you can't do it. But just be aware these challenges might come up if you decide to make these changes during this time frame.
Right. And do your clients come from all walks of life, I assume?
Yes, they do. I have everyday clients. I also have celebrity clients. It just depends. I live between San Francisco and Los Angeles. So in Los Angeles, you're more likely to have more industry people that I work with. Sometimes I work events. And then I also have a celebrity gossip site called AstroChicks.com, where the stars collide. So it's a celebrity gossip site with a cosmic twist. So we do predictions and talk about celebrities, what's happening, Hollywood news, but we add their astrology signs into it and make predictions for them as well.
That's a lot of fun. Well, this is this time just flew by. We've actually really enjoyed this, but we're coming up on the end of the show here. How can people find out more about you? Your website, phone number, anything like that?
Yeah, the best thing to do is they can go to my website at AstroChicks, that's A-S-T-R-O, chicks.com. That is updated daily with Hollywood news and astrology predictions and upcoming horoscopes. And if they want to email me personally, they can just email me at jacy@astrochicks.com.
All right, great. Well, I've definitely had a lot of fun talking to you. And like I said, this was something that I've always been skeptical about until I turned my focus to it. And then all of a sudden, I start to think, maybe there's something to this. So I really appreciate having you on. You have been listening to JC Nova on Radio Wasteland. Thanks for checking her out.
We were born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sailed into the mystic. I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic. That foghorn blows, you know I will be coming home. And when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the day. Together we will float
mistake.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. North Korea says it is not going to trade in its nuclear program despite increasing pressure from the international community.
Top diplomat Ri Yong-ho says under no circumstances will North Korea put its nuclear weapons or ballistic missiles on the negotiating table. Ri adds his country has no intention of using nuclear weapons against any country except the U.S. He says the only way that would change is if another country joined in an American action against North Korea. Ri says the responsibility for the Korean Peninsula crisis lies solely with Washington, and that the North is ready to teach the U.S.